the situation in France today is not good, of course. Our economy is completely flat, the unemployment is growing, global growth is zero, the debt is increasing, more than two billion euros, it's impossible to give the
a ridiculous number.
Around 100% of the GNP.
You're over 100% debt of GDP.
Not over, but we are on 95%.
It is Whereas we're 74%.
Because the budget deficit is still growing. So the situation is very, very difficult. But I think we have all the way to face those difficulties, provided we reestablish in France confidence between the population and the government, confidence in the future also, and the major problem is the competitivity of our companies. I think we have to do a lot of reforms to increase this competitivity. And if we do so, I think France must become again one of the most important economy, not only in Europe. We are still the fifth economy in the G7. Maybe it will not last because others are growing, but we are still.
So all of what we've talked about here, the connection between the people and their politicians, the connection between the mayor and the cities that they serve, you have that connection. You can see what's happened here in Bordeaux. But then, Monsieur Juppé, you've been Prime Minister, you've been Foreign Minister, you've been a member of the Parliament, you've been a member of the European Parliament. Why on earth do you now want to be President? Having done all of that?
Because I love my country, and I think I can be helpful to give a new impulse to the French, not only economy, but also to the French society. I have reforms to propose. I have the experience of my political life. I have some supports in the French opinion, so I think I may be useful.
And on that last point, those reforms, is there something that's left to be done in Bordeaux? Not a transport plan, but something that you have got in a bottom drawer somewhere on a piece of paper. You think, I would really love to have done that.
Bordeaux is not France, and France is not Bordeaux.
No.
It's far more difficult to rule a country than to rule a city. What is important in a city is to have a direct link with the population. And we implement in Bordeaux many, many processes to develop that. How to transfer those process of consultation and dialogue with the population at a national level.
That's going to be a huge challenge, isn't it?
That's a challenge. You have to have innovation in that field. I think it's very important. You have the social networks, maybe the referendum.
Yes.
It's a method to have those close relations.
Is that an answer, do you think, to engage the people more in the big decisions, referendums, as we're proposing with Europe in the UK
for
the Conservatives
to win? I'm not sure that referendum must be done in France every week, like in Switzerland. But I think it's a possibility. And that's, I think, a very big challenge, because people want to participate to the decision concern them in the future.
And finally, will you come to Bristol?
Yes, of course. I'm very attached to this agreement. It's an old one, the oldest in all the agreements in Bordeaux. We have a very good relation in the academic field, cultural and so on.
And a lot of similarities. A
lot of similarities. My discussion with George Ferguson was very, very interesting for me. And we have the common intention to develop that, especially in the economic field. I think
jobs for both cities.
Jobs are historical link between Britain, England, and France, and Bordeaux.
Alain Juppé, many thanks.
Thank you very much.